Tonight, poet Darius Gardner is performing spoken word at the Epic Center in conjunction with the Black Arts Festival. But when we met a week ago, he was still deciding what to write and perform. It's all a part of his process.
So my thought process is, okay, I write them a week out, and I got work all day. I don't have time to revise these. I just got to memorize them and go. And that's usually when I write my best work, because once you start overthinking, that's when it starts to be bad, because now you're thinking too much as opposed to just letting the words come out the way they were meant to come out. So I usually write them only a week in advance, so I don't have that time to revise them.
The 24-year-old first discovered his talent in middle school when he wrote a rap about his favorite holiday, Christmas, for a school assignment. The creative environment provided more than just an academic education for Gardner.
Our math teacher was a rapper in the school. He raps. I think he did teaching on the side because rapping was his main thing. We'd bring our lunch to this classroom and he'd have all these instrumentals playing, and we would just like randomly freestyle, or we would have like these little battles. And I really started taking it seriously when I realized that I was writing a little bit better than some of the people in my group. And I started saying, okay, I really like this.
But Gardner grew up, graduated, and grew tired of rapping. He enrolled in classes at Western and was inspired to try spoken word after a professor played a recorded performance for the class to watch.
I was in the English class. It was during our poetry session, and our English professor played a poet. One thing he did that I found interesting was he had this scroll. It looked like what you assume Santa Claus's list of naughty and bad or naughty and good would be. And he was reading a poem, but the thing was you could tell it was just a prop, because you could tell he knew the poem. But then at this point, he drops it, and he just goes. I remember saying, I like that, just that style. So I went home, and I did some researching, and I really never heard spoken word that much up until then. So I went home, I did some research on that, and so I wrote one, and I performed it, and it went over very well, and I haven't had a need to go back since.
Gardner says he's inspired by everyday occurrences, relationships, work, school. When he performs, he prefers to go from memory and doesn't like to repeat pieces. If he doesn't have a new work on hand, he finds that his poem Bang is a pretty reliable crowd pleaser.
Because in order to progress in a skill, you first have to recognize you have one. Stretch out wide and grab one and perfect that craft until it drives you mad, until your sleep is disturbed from the constant urge of wanting to get up and do work. Work until you can see where you're going with it. Even
one thing I hate is when they read their poems on stage. I don't hate it. It just, when you read from a piece of paper or from your phone or anything on stage on a spoken word, it disengages you from your audience. You don't have as much feeling behind what you're saying because you're trying to, you don't remember it.
Gardner says he'd like to publish a book of his poetry one day, but worries that the reader won't understand what he's trying to say when it's not live. Despite whomever is in the crowd, Gardner always makes sure to come from a place of honesty, with a goal to make both the listener and himself think deeper.
I could talk about the exact same topic 6 times. But how can I do it differently than the last 5 is my thing. What I like people to know is that I really focus on making sure that you're getting something fresh, something relatable. Relatability is it's my bread and butter.
For WMUK, I'm Erin Williams.